It's now time to get into the kitchen. Chef Tony and Michaela Bradley, game day grub presented by Tico People's Gas. With a cold front coming through, it's time to warm it up.
Welcome to Game Day Grub presented by Tico People's Gas. We are cooking today with our natural gas stove from the Dreamfinders model home in the Palms at Nocatee. Today we've got our star of the show, Chef Tony from Publix.
You're so gracious with the compliments, Michaela. You know, I would love to say that I'm the star of the show, but you know, we do it together. Just
we
like
do
the Jaguars
do
on the field, we do it together.
That's
here
right.
In the kitchen. And, you know, I got this great dish here. You know, you had said your family likes to focus on eating well, health and wellness. Well, we're going to introduce a grain to them called farro. It's a whole grain packed with fiber to offset that carbohydrate count. We're going to bring kale into the kitchen
awesome.
As well.
Kale's popular
Let's
right
step
now.
Back here to our natural gas stove top where we have a pot going. This is a nice Dutch oven. It's a four quart. It's going to be great for what we need. I'm going to put a little oil in here. And then you're going to follow in quickly with some carrots, onion, and celery, the classic French mirepoix. So very full of flavor here. Mirepoix.
Oh.
It's full of flavor, deliciousness. All right, you're gonna get this big spoon right here. We're gonna stir that around. Once we start to get a little bit of softness to the vegetables, you're gonna add our garlic and parsley in.
Okay.
Oh, how do you like that big spoon? That big spoon's awesome.
I really like it.
So go ahead, garlic in.
Okay.
Parsley in, right? This is like going to the pool. Everybody's doing cannonballs trying to get into the pot here.
Like an amped up spoon right here.
We have some dried oregano, just a little bit of that. Beautiful.
Okay.
And then let's grab our farro. Let's grab our grain, right? This is, like I said, that high fiber grain. That's something alternative to rice if you're reaching for that.
Okay.
Reach for farro. Awesome. You can make risotto with this, too, if you've got that Italian household.
Ooh, we love risotto, too.
And now this is toasted, right? The vegetables and
smell that.
Great. Let's put some vegetable stock in there now.
And cooking this on the natural gas stove allows it to cook evenly from what I understand.
Well, that's what we want, right? We don't want something where one half of the pot is going to get hotter than the other half of the pot. We want a nice even cooking. Go ahead and pour a whole bunch of it in there.
Okay.
All right. There we go. I love it. A little bit more. Probably going to take the whole quart.
Okay.
Excellent. And what we're going to put on top of this is some fire roasted tomatoes and some cannellini beans as well. So if you can dump that into our pot. Right, we're getting a little bit more fiber from the beans. We're going to get some great flavor from the tomatoes here. Oh,
wow,
fantastic.
That is goodness right there.
Now what we're going to do is let this simmer for about 20 minutes.
Okay.
When it's all done, we'll take some lemon juice, squeeze it over the top, and hit our baby kale right inside of that, and finish it with some feta cheese. And that's our farro and kale stew.
For that recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking.